Now the in-depth on KSL. The past 20 minutes or so, we've been reporting on a new E. coli outbreak in Cache County. The Bear River Health Department's confirming 6 cases. And joining us on the KSL Newsline now, Esty Hunt from the Bear River Health Department. Thanks for coming on the air. What do you know so far about this outbreak?
Right now, we know we have 6 confirmed cases of E. coli that have been reported to us at the health department. Preliminary findings do suggest there's a potential cluster of cases. So we do have a few that are that we can pinpoint together, but there are also a few outliers. We're working very closely with the Department of Health and Human Services and the Utah State Lab to hopefully find some potential links between these reported cases and determine the possible source of infection.
So were they primarily from a small area that you could name? Because you could imagine all the alarm that comes in a big county with saying there's a cluster somewhere.
Yeah, it's not a large cluster, so it's not something that we do need to divulge at all. At this point, it's small enough that in order to protect patient privacy, we will not divulge that. But it is something that is, at this point, there is not a specific source that is at risk for the general public.
So you don't know if it's, for instance, irrigation water?
No, we cannot pinpoint at this point what it is.
Are you asking people to be alert for symptoms and possibly reach out to you?
Definitely.
Okay, tell us about the symptoms you're looking for.
Yeah. And this is the biggest reason, I think, is we just want people to understand the symptoms so that they would reach out to a medical provider and get the help that they need. Diarrhea, which may be bloody, is the number one symptom that we start to look for. Some abdominal cramps and pain, nausea, vomiting, and there can be a fever.
Should the general...
So anyone experiencing symptoms should contact a medical provider or seek medical attention.
Okay, reach to the doctor, not necessarily to the health department.
Nope. You need to talk to your physician or a medical provider.
Okay. Should the general public be worried at this point?
No, we are not trying to cause alarm at all here. We just want people to, if they're experiencing any type of symptom, of course, to get that checked out.
I appreciate your answer.
Yeah, we are not trying to cause concern.
Understood.
And over-worry.
We appreciate it very much. And we hope we can check back with you for more information as you might have it.
Yes, definitely. Thank you.
Thank you. Esty Hunt, spokesperson for the Bear River Health Department. We appreciate her time.